Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Tell them, you look so good today. Did you get Botox? Just tell them that. Turn the lights up. And I've found out that people love that. They love it when you tell them, if you lost weight, how many of y'all have never been offended when people say that? Like, if you lost weight. I just want to give a shout out right quick to all of our campuses. Today I was watching some of the campuses and what's going on and watching people come in today and then turning around at worship. And I have never in the history of our church seen so many men coming to church with their wives and their girlfriends. Let's give it up for the men. Come on, women. And if you're a single woman, wait, wave your hand right now. I want to see it. Raise it up high. Your song is, I am available. I am. It's just really good. We're going to have a great time today. I'm so excited about the sermon because, number one, I want to get you closer to Jesus. And if there was ever a time that we need Jesus near us, that we need to be near him, that we raise our kids in the admonition of the Lord, teaching them the way they should go, it's right now. I have grandkids, and I know you're like, oh my gosh, you look so young, and thanks for saying that. But I got a 2-year-old grandson, and I got a 4-year-old grandson. And when I look at them and the world that they're growing up in, and then think about the struggles that I had. I mean, I liked girls, which is good, but bad. Let's go with this. Come on, guys, right? And so, and back then, you know, to see porn or anything like that, you had to, like, go to 7-Eleven and try to sneak out, or you had to do stuff, and then water was totally free. Like, you could just drink it out of a hose. How many of y'all drank water out of a hose, right? I mean, like me, when you first started having, you're like, nobody's going to buy water. Are we stupid? And then now, we buy water, and porn is in every little kid's pocket. And my subject is not about that. It's just about, more than ever, I'm so proud of our church getting hungry, reading their Bibles, getting in a group. You're on the right track. So I want to encourage you, too. The baptisms are coming up, and that's where you identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And you just go down. It depends on how bad you are. It's like, how do you find Jesus? We hold you under till you find Jesus. And it is an hour. That's a joke. But it is an outward expression of your commitment to God that's coming up. There's a scripture I want to read, and it's found this. It says, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. These miraculous signs will accompany those that believe. First of all, you're a believer, okay? So believer just simply means that you believed on Jesus and you received him in your heart. Raise your hand if you got that, okay? So you received Jesus. Didn't achieve it, we received it. But Jesus technically isn't in your heart. We've been taught that as a little kid, like, Jesus is in your heart. No, the Bible says that there's a throne in heaven. And at the throne in heaven where God sits, at the right hand, Jesus is seated there. And he's making intercession for you. He's praying for you. When he went away, he said, I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit. He is a comforter, a counselor, an advocate, a teacher, and he'll teach you all things. So when you receive Jesus, yes, Jesus is the third person, the Holy Spirit. We serve one God and three people, right? There's three persons. When the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit, he talks about like a dove. He's not a dove, but it translates as a dove. He's not wind, but there is a feeling of wind. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's living and abiding on the inside of you. And everybody's had the Holy Spirit talk to him. You just didn't know it was him. You've been driving down the road, and all of a sudden, you just knew there's a cop over the hill. Slow down. Raise your little speed in hand. Come on. Let's try that again, liar. You all have speed. Anybody also like me? And when you speed and you drive crazy, it's fine. But another person flies past you, you're like, that moron's going to kill somebody. I know what I'm doing, okay? It's weird that at our church, we've got all the great drivers. But the Holy Spirit's the one that says, go back and tell them you're sorry. That business deal isn't right. And you and I have had that thing where you go, I knew it. Raise your hand if you're like, I knew it. 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 That's the Holy Spirit. And he's leading you and guiding you. Now, the Holy Spirit of God leads us into all truth. So I thought about different stories because we're going to have the next 4 weeks, and next week's really going to be good because Nicole Crank is preaching on the stories that are going to freak you out, okay? It's going to be good. I have her preach, you know, and the reason why is I like to, for you to get a good sermon every once in a while, okay? And so the Holy Spirit began to lead me to tell these stories about the Holy Spirit so you'd realize he's a real person and it's real life that it happens to you. People always think, oh, it happens to you because you're a preacher. No, I know all kinds of preachers that it doesn't happen to, and I know all kinds of what you call regular people, sheep. The Bible talks about me as a pastor and says that I'm a shepherd. Anybody ever heard that as shepherd? And I'm a German shepherd, which means I'm mean. Come on, somebody. But that's my dad joke. Go with me. Remember, I'm a grandpa. So now the Holy Spirit talks of us, me, as a shepherd, but I'm still sheep, and he talks of you as sheep. And he said, my sheep know my voice. So the voice of God is speaking to you through the Holy Spirit, and it's not always a booming voice. It'll just a still small voice. So when I was thinking of stories, and I literally have hundreds of them, and most of them are, a lot of them are regarding church stuff and this building or that building, and some of that is interesting to you, but I want to put it in a real-life application. We lived out in Franklin County, and we built this property, and we put this incredible fence up. I'll show you the fence. We had like a quarter of a mile of this beautiful white fencing, and I wasn't a pastor yet. I was in business and leading worship for my dad, and Nicole was in business, and we built just our dream house. But our house is way up the hill, like probably a quarter of a mile. You can't see it. There are no ring cameras. There's nothing. And there was a neighbor. We didn't know it was a neighbor at the time, but somebody would come in the middle of the night sometimes and drive through the fence, and every time they drove through it, it was $10,000 worth of damage. They would just plow through it. How many of y'all hate it when that happens? The guy hated our fence. Later, I figured out he didn't hate my friend. He hated his fence, and he took it out on my fence. He was jealous. It causes people to do weird things. So now I'm lying in bed in the middle of the night, talking about the Holy Spirit now, and we're way up on top of the hill. Nicole built this kind of custom bed. It was weird. It was up high, and kind of if you fell out of it, it was weird. I'll put it on Instagram sometime. But it was cool but weird. And all of a sudden now I'm sleeping. In here all of a sudden I heard, get up. He's running through the fence. I didn't hear words. I heard it in here. Now, I got to paint a picture. It's a little redneck. First of all, I sleep in my underwear, so let's start there, okay? So, and it's wintertime, Florida. You don't know anything about this. It's super cold, and I take off running down the stairs, out of the bed, through the car, go out to this Ford dually, jump on some leather seats, to which I'm like, Jesus, help me, right? I drive down the bottom of my hill. When I'm driving down the bottom of the hill, at that precise moment, this guy, Keith, runs through the fence and starts plowing it. I'm like, yes, I got him! Call the cops. I don't want to lose it. I'm driving up to his house. I'm pulling his driveway. The cops come. They pull up to my car, and they're like, why are you in your underwear? I explained to the guy what happened. He said, how do you know it was him? I said, I saw it. They went down to the fence. When they got down to the fence, he hit a rock. When he hit the rock, it knocked off the license plate off his Dodge Ram, and there laid the story. And so now he had to pay the $10,000, and then he had to go back because of the past, and he had to clean up that. That's a real live Holy Spirit story, and he never hit my fence again. Come on, give him praise at all these campuses today. That's the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit was tired of that guy hitting my fence. God has secret things, okay? God has secret things, and some things he'll never reveal to you, but he also has things that he will reveal to you. In Deuteronomy 29:29, it says this, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of his law. The secret things belong to the Lord. But if it's revealed, it belongs to us. So when you're talking to the Holy Spirit and you get to know him really well, you'll just learn him. I've been married to Nicole for almost 30 years. And so if we're at a hotel or something like that, and she knocks on the door and I say, who is it? She doesn't say, it's Pastor Nicole Crank. I mean, oh, that'd be weird. She says, it's me. And because I know her voice, I don't go, who's me? Nicole said, that would be a fight. Okay, so there it is. I have two Holy Spirits. I got the Holy Spirit to keep me from doing bad, and I got Nicole to go, I'll kill you and tell God you died. Now listen, The Holy Spirit, when you get to know him, you'll start understanding his voice. And a lot of times it's not a boomy voice, right? I've said this before. Like, what's his voice sound like? Like Morgan Freeman? That would be great. It doesn't. It sounds like your voice. In fact, the devil will tell you that's not God, it's you. But it's not you that's telling. The devil's not going to tell you, go back and tell him you're sorry. The devil's not going to tell you to do the word of God. So know when it's good, it's God. When it's bad, it's the devil. So the secret things belong to the Lord, but that which is revealed belongs to us. So the Holy Spirit will reveal things to you in a mystery, and you'll just know it. I was praying for God, our church, one time. And I told him, I said, God told me to tell you this. God, he's a trader. And I said, God's going to tell you what to buy, when to buy it, what to sell, when to sell it. He said, wouldn't that be nice? And then the Holy Spirit speaks to him and reveals to him this algorithm and this technique to actually know what to buy and when to buy it and what to sell, when to sell it. And he went on to make a squazillion dollars. In fact, his house payment was $85,000 a month. Seems like a lot, doesn't it? There's different people at our church under different circumstances, but the same Holy Spirit is growing with us, a hidden plan, a missed opportunity. And if we learn to wait upon the Lord, which is exactly what you did today at Fairview Heights at all of our campuses in Florida, you said, hey, I'm going to go to church. Life begins on Sunday. I'm going to talk to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to go through Growth Track. What's Growth Track? That's a plan we have to connect with God, connect with people, discover your purpose, and make a difference. If you have been coming to the church a while and all you're doing is coming to the church, that's good, but it's childish. It says, bless me, feed me, help me. At some point, you want to give back. At the end of the day, we got a story of a guy who was going to commit suicide, but the Holy Spirit led somebody at church to call him right before he drove the big tractor trailer off to kill himself. The Holy Spirit stopped it. The Holy Spirit can reveal things to you, and that's why I say, you got to get in a group. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. The right people reveal the right things. So when you wait upon the Lord, you renew your strength. Raise your hand if this is interesting to you today. So the Holy Spirit's a person. You ought to talk to him. He's in you. So if you're having tacos today, he's having tacos today. Hope you're in the mood for tacos. We're having them. He reveals his secret. Amos says this in Amos 3, it says this, verse 7. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals, there's that revealing thing, his secret to the servants, the prophets. God reveals stuff. That's different than just maybe the conversations you have with God where he reveals stuff to you. But then there's people that have prophetic voices. My grandmother had it. My dad had it. And then I had it. So like before the crash of 2008, God told me about the crash of 2008 that was going to happen. And I told a guy at our church, God told me this is going to happen. And it made him look like a hero because you had to have $100 million to become his client, okay? Texas Tech and so on. And he moved everybody's money right out before the crash. The crash hit. And here at Sunset Hills, if you go to the hallway, it says, there's a big plaque that says Hammond Center because he gave $1 million when that happened. And if you give $1 million, we'll put your name anywhere you want it in this church. But the Holy Spirit reveals. So nothing takes God by surprise. Think of this. The Holy Spirit never got up and said, man, I didn't see COVID coming. He said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows everything about everything. And not just church stuff. He wants to talk to you about your kids, about your life, about your job. And he reveals that when you start talking to him. And then if you really want to amp it up, then you know your rights and privileges and who you are. That comes from study of the word. It's connect groups. Not all of our connect groups are about the Bible, but some of them are. But again, when you get around the right people, they know the right things, and the right things help you get really the right information. It gives you the power. So the Bible said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So let me tell you another story. That same house that I was talking about a minute ago, we wanted a pool. Austin was, it was probably only 12 or something like that. And we're like, oh, we're going to get a pool. Ashton was like 2. And so we hired a pool builder. We gave the guy $10,000 to get started. And that's where I coined the phrase contractors, because I say they're a con with a tractor. Can I get an amen? And well, some contractors, not all, because we got some good ones here, but they come and they get the money down and then they say, I'm going to start. And then they never start. They go to another job. Have you heard of that? Because it's just the way it goes. So now he takes our money. He won't respond. It's a whole big old mess. And so we're like, man, we've lost the money. But then I went to Malachi 3. In fact, Alexa, can you hand me my Bible real quick there? Malachi 3, thank you. Alexa's from our church in Florida. Give it up for Alexa. I love her because I can say, Alexa, give me my Bible. If you're watching online right now, your Alexa's going crazy. Alexa, play some rock and roll music. Alexa. All right. Malachi 3, verse 10. Here's how we got our money back. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. Prove me here now with, says the Lord of hosts, that I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Here's the verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and you will not destroy your fruit on the ground, neither shall your vine cast forth its fruit before its time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So me and Nicole got together, and we come into agreement. We do this a lot. I took her hand yesterday, and we came into agreement on a business deal that we got going. Because the church is not really how we make our money. We made our money a long, long time ago. So everybody knows, so if you read something online, we were millionaires before we started the church. And I was super poor. She was super poor, worked really hard. People said we got lucky. We were at the right place at the right time. We were blessed, and God favored us. So we were able to use a lot of our money to fund the church. So if you hear I live in a big house, I do. If you hear the church bought it, they did it. Come on, somebody ought to go with all that. It's very transparent. So we said, we come in agreement right now, and we say in Jesus' name, that money's ours. The devil can't steal it because we're tithers. So then the Lord leads us to the right attorney. And so this attorney that we got in contact with, he said, not a problem, because he did wrong. He didn't do what's coming on. And he went, the contract said, so they seized his truck. And they seized his Bobcat, and they seized his, all his gear is now locked up in Franklin County behind barbed wire. And guess who called us? He did. He called us and gave us our money back, no problem. And like a country music song, he got his truck back, his dog back, his Bobcat back, because the Holy Spirit led us to the right person to get the money back. A lot of people would just go, man, we lost that money. No. When you're a tither, and when you're a giver, and when you're listening to the Holy Spirit, he will put you in the right position, and your money is going to be blessed, and the devil will say, oh man, I can't try that on them because of who they know and who they are. Raise your hand if that makes sense. Well, then, Ferguson, every campus. Yeah, that's it. Go ahead, clap. That's a good one. I like it. Now, let's go to this passage. John 16, verse 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, and I want to draw your attention to this, a capital S, it's a spirit, that means that's the Holy Spirit. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will do what to you? He will do what to you? He will guide you into all truth, and he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, will he speak. And he will tell you things to come. Sitting there today at Weldon is a guy, his name's Scott Criswell. He's the president of a company called Symmetry. When Scott started coming to the church, he started learning things about God and things of God. He was always a tither and always a giver, didn't have much money. Then he became growing in the company. The Lord kept leading him. And then guess what? About 2 years before COVID, the Holy Spirit speaks to him and tells him to tell his, you know, all the people in the company that we need to get in the hand sanitizing business. They're like, what in the world would we want to do that for? But the Holy Spirit knew. So he kept pushing, and he got in the hand sanitizer business. And so out there in St. Louis, out in St. Charles County, they built all these plants, and they built the machinery to do it, and then they bought all the gear to do it. And then he would call me and say, hey, I just put all of our hand sanitizing equipment at the Busch Stadium. We're now at the Blue Stadium. We're here. Now all of a sudden he says, hey, guess what? Hong Kong called us, and China called us, and then COVID happened. And when COVID happened and everybody was trying to scramble to make hand sanitizer, guess who had the money? He became Michael Jackson rich. Come on, somebody ought to help me today. He said, guess what? I'm at the right place at the right time. That's the Holy Spirit leading, not a preacher, a president of a company. Read it one more time. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you. Shout, he will guide me into all truth. And then he will tell you things to come. God did not tell Scott that COVID was coming because he didn't need to tell him that. But what's COVID? We never heard of that. But it would have been a good time to be in the mask business and the hand sanitizer business. And he was there. 1 Corinthians, another one, 2 verse 9, it says, "But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has entered into the hearts of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Do you love him today? "But God has revealed them through his Spirit." God has revealed them through his Spirit. I think revelation happens in proximity. Come here to call real quick. I want to show you something. So I can't really do this illustration with anybody but her, but I can have her sit on my lap. It's my sermon. I like this a lot. It's good. Right now, I'm close to her. I'm with her. We talk. She knows everything about me and still loves me. In fact, it's so crazy. She signed a contract almost 30 years ago that said she had to stay with me forever. It's incredible. But because we're close, I feel the heat, I feel the weight. Not heavy, man, I really screwed up on that, right? People are like, the Holy Spirit didn't lead you on that one, I did it. Holy Spirit's gonna lead me out of that right now. When you're with the Holy Spirit and you're near to him, you're gonna feel the heat, you're gonna feel the weight of his presence, you're gonna feel secure. And I know you're going through a divorce you didn't want. I know you're going through some betrayal you didn't want. I know you didn't plan on visiting the kids and taking them here and mom and dad and blah, blah, all that. No, but God didn't, none of that surprised God. He said, "I know the plans I have for you, and they're for good and not for evil, to bring you expected in." And when you realize how good your life is, you'd run out in the parking lot today screaming, "Yeah, my God, look at what God has done." Come on, give it up for Nicole, Frank. Come on, you do better than that. That's a good. Are you learning anything? Look to your neighbor and tell him, so I'll explain to you what's going on later. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things in which you do not know." Leading this church, guys, I've never done this before. Never had all these churches, multi-site, multi-state, multi-racial, we're as multi as could be. And I don't know if you know it, but it's the biggest black church in St. Louis. In fact, even here today, if you notice, there was only one white person singing. It was all black people. And I don't know if you know it, but I'm technically white. It's difficult. It's a difficult time. But I stand on the scripture, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." I don't know how to come in. I don't know how to go out. I don't know how to preach Jesus to you properly. All I can do is keep pointing you to this word, try to get you to get in a group, try to get you to pray and talk to God, try to get you to stop listening to what the devil's saying, because I know this for sure. The devil is a liar, and he's a bad guy. God's with you. God's for you. I have a friend here today from our church in Florida, and he said to me yesterday, "I know God says that to you and stuff, but what about me? I'm a bad guy." And he's got some points there. Come on, somebody. But really, he's a good guy. And the devil's trying to convince him that he's a bad guy. And then when you're aggressive in business and you've accomplished the things that he has accomplished, then some people have said you're bad. And when people say you're bad, and enough people say you're bad, then you start kind of thinking you're bad. But you are not, and I am not, what the world says about us. If deep down you got a good heart, raise your hand if you got a good heart. And I know this is true about you, because guess what? Those people that said bad things aren't at church today. Look who's here. You are. So it must be you that's seeking God, that's after Jesus. But I want you with clarity that realize that God reveals his plans to you, and not just to preachers. He wants to speak it to you. Now, the last story I'll tell you is this one. This is a church story. I was with some people at our church years ago, and they have a beautiful home in the Caymans, and they flew us down in their plane and put us in and they were going out on this yacht. And that night, I had a dream, and I had a dream about this building. We bought our city, which is really huge, and I didn't think that I could buy this building, but I saw, and this building wasn't for sale, but I saw it in a dream, this building. And God gives me the dream. I woke up and told Nicole, "I got to pray this through," because a lot of times when God reveals something to you, you'll get it, but you're like, "What's that mean?" Anybody ever had a dream? You're like, "What's that mean?" And so I've got this, what's that mean moment. So now I start asking God for wisdom, and I'm praying. I told her to tell Dennis, hey, I can't go right now. You guys go out on the boat without me. We went diving yesterday, all kinds of stuff. Go have fun. And he said, no, I'll wait. So now he's waiting a few hours for me. After I'm done praying and seeking God, I come out and I go to the boat and I tell the guy, hey, I had a dream that I bought Life Christian Center in Sunset Hills. Yeah, okay. I saw Joyce Meyer started, blah, blah, blah. It was kind of crazy and just wild. And then now my phone rings on this boat in the Caymans. My phone rings and it says Rick Shelton, the guy who's built this church, the guy who's the pastor right then. And he goes, I said, and Dennis goes, answer it. So I answered it. He said, hey, Dave, this is Rick. I'm in Australia, and God told me to sell you our building. I'm like, oh, what? Sitting there. And right then, I looked at the ocean, and I said, God, I can't do it. It's big. And the Lord spoke to me and said, this building isn't big. This is big, the ocean. Now, long story short, God starts putting things into play. There's negotiations that are happening. There's a lot of technical things that are happening. And then God sends this lady at this church, wasn't my church. She goes up here on this stage and she gets to preach to Rick Shelton and his church. And she said, can I say whatever the Lord tells me to say? And he's crazy, so he goes, you know, yeah, go ahead. Which I would have been like, tell me first, okay? So what did he say? But he said, no, she said this. She'd never heard of me. But growing up, Rick Shelton called me Young David because my dad was the older one, Young David. She said, this church doesn't belong to you. This is the city of David. Young David shall prophesy here. Young David shall preach here. And he knew that was a confirmation of what God said the day back when. Is it making sense? I know I'm talking really, really fast. You got 3 minutes and 41 seconds to clean it up here. Go to Earth City. Come back here. Go to Earth City. I got a lot going on, okay? You're listening really well, and I know I'm trying to fill in the blanks. But raise your hand if you're kind of putting these pieces together, okay? So now he says, hey, I want you to meet this guy. So he takes this woman, I forget her name, Kathy Lechner. He calls me, I'm preaching, I'm doing back and forth, Earth City to Fitton, back. He calls me, says, I got a lady, you won't believe what she said at my church today, she wants to see you. I said, man, I'm preaching another one at 6 o'clock. If she's at my house at 5, I can see her. 5 o'clock, knocks at the door. This prophet lady opens the door and she goes, that's him! That's who I saw. And I said, man, I had this dream, and I looked out, and I saw the ocean. And I said, it's too big. And the pastor's wife, Donna Sheldon, went, oh, my God, the ocean. That's the dream that Rick had years ago. He saw the ocean and he saw a sea of dying people in St. Louis and humanity. And it's totally God. And I'm crying and they're crying. And it's just the way the Holy Spirit built this particular building and that you're sitting in today. Come on, give God praise today. And by the way, it didn't look like that at all. That's $13 million later, okay? And I say that for a reason. Some of the things that you're going to step into now doesn't look like what it's going to look like. I didn't look like this when Nicole married me. I had long hair, goofy looking stuff, and she didn't tell me right away she was going to change me. But within 6 months, I didn't look like the same man. She said, the bones are here. We can change it. You all follow me right now, okay? So what you're in right now might be a step. It's a progression. And the enemy, let me tell you this as I go. He's going to try to tell you that it works for you because, works for me because I'm a preacher or I did everything perfect. If you knew how that God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise and how I do not deserve to stand here today and because I'm a sinner saved by grace and my authenticity is the only thing that works for me. I don't have an education. All I know is to trust God. Somebody ought to help me. Tell you I'm crazy, but tell you there is a good guy that took a weirdo like me from the show me state and puts me in spaces and places to where people like that guy who owns a bunch of casinos and all kinds of crazy things in his life and hotels came to our church 9 years ago, got saved, transformed his life. That's the people I'm called to reach. I'm called to reach people that think they're losers on their way to hell. Somebody ought to help me right now. And that's who Jesus is called to reach, by the way. Somebody ought to give God praise today. We love you, Lord. Stand up with me. I want to pray for you at all the campuses. God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit that's so strong, that you're leading us, that you're guiding us, that you are directing us. Raise your right hand right now and say, Holy Spirit, come into my life. This week, I'll be more aware of your presence. Even when I sin, Even when I make a mistake, you're never leaving me. You're never leaving me. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. And God, today I thank you. The work you started in me, you're going to finish in me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.